am joined here with Otto from Sleep Makes Waves, and he's going to talk us through a bit about the band. So, how did the name come about, the band?
Well, it's a funny story. We knew a guy who was a university lecturer in neuroscience.
Okay.
And he was really, he had this habit of getting a little drunk and a little high,
yep.
and regaling us with stories about how the brain works.
Yep.
On one of these evenings at his house, he went on this big thing about sleep and how sleep creates waves in your brain when you're, and there's different types of them. And we found that whole concept quite cool. And when he moved away, we were sad and we named the band after him in his honor.
That's very nice. Yeah. So there's four of you in the band. Do you want to introduce everyone while they're not here? Something?
Yeah, yeah. So there's me, I'm Otto and I play guitar. And then we've got Kira on the other guitar, Alex on bass, and also he does the programming, the laptop stuff, and then Tim on drums.
Okay.
Tim the animal Adelaide.
So how long have you guys been going for?
So the band's been going since late 2006.
Yep.
It was pulled together, they pulled the remaining members through a MySpace ad that was found online. And I joined the band in 2010, so I've been kicking around with them for coming up 5.5 years now. And
very nice.
It's been a little while. We're coming up on our 10th anniversary, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Anything special planned for that?
Yeah, we're in the early stages of it. It probably won't happen until next year, you know, late next year. So we're considering some ideas of some epic reunion show in Sydney or something. And, playing some back catalogue material, but we're not really sure yet.
Yeah. Okay, so... I was trying to explain to people earlier the genre. What genre would you put yourselves in?
Yeah, it's a funny question because I think when you say post-rock, it kind of paints a fairly generic picture, and I think the genre has become quite oversaturated with musicians who are just trying to do this thing. But we always just set out just to be a band who played heavy music.
Yeah.
We just didn't have a singer, and that was almost like a coincidence.
Yeah.
But this whole genre has emerged, and people lump bands which to me sound nothing like each other, like 65 Days of Static sound nothing like Explosions in the Sky, but
yeah.
people say they're post-rock, so I guess that's cool. But for me, we're like a heavy hardcore band without a singer.
Yeah.
We do pretty moments, you know.
Have you ever considered getting a singer?
Yeah, we have. And it's a tough thing because I think people have grown to accept and appreciate what we do in
yep.
its current form, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever did this project to get rich or famous. This is
yeah.
something we want to do out of love, and
okay.
it's never really been part of the picture to make a move to get commercial.
Yeah. So where would you say was your favourite gig?
Well, there's been a lot of shows, but I suppose I remember quite fondly the early days when we started touring internationally back in 2012 off the back of our debut album. And we had this frantic few days in the States culminating in a show at 12 a.m. in Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest Festival.
Yeah.
We'd flown in from Philadelphia that day, played a show in Houston in the afternoon, and then had to drive back to Austin. And we were beyond tired. Like, we were just at some strange, dreamlike state.
Yeah.
And we played this show in this kind of patio at the back of a pub. And we started playing, and there was a bunch of people there. But I remember halfway through the set looking up, and the place was just packed, and there was people hanging off the rafters. And the stage was just a small platform in the middle of the room. And it was outside, kind of. And
yep.
It's kind of hazy, but I remember feeling like that was it. You know, like that was exactly what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Nice little place to play, man.
Yeah, Headhunter's Patio in Austin. It was really surreal. It was great.
So, when it comes to songwriting, do you collaborate all together, or does it sort of one person brings like an idea and then you take it from
yeah.
there?
It varies. Alex Wilson, the bass player. He leads a lot of the songwriting work because he's capable of sitting down at his laptop and just focusing for hours and hours and piecing together big complex symphonies of rock, you know. For me, and I think for Kid and for Tim, it's a lot more collaborative, and we'll
okay.
come up with bits and pieces and skeletons
yep.
and then together we bounce off each other to mold them.
Yep.
What we found works best for us is when someone brings a real backbone of a song rather than just a piece.
Yeah.
We can often go nowhere working back and forth on bits and pieces. It's useful when people tend to bring, you know, the real structure of something to
yeah.
the table. So all of the songs in the last record were done that way. With Alex, you know, doing the bulk of the songwriting on songs like something like Avalanches and Emergent.
Yeah.
And then more collaborative songs being songs like A Perfect Detonator and what's it called? How We Built the Ocean.
Yeah. Okay. So how has your music evolved since you started way back in 2006?
Well, I can't speak for the time before I joined the band, but I know that since 2010, we set out with this latest record to write something that really was fun to play live.
Yep.
And that was really what went into the whole concept behind it, and part of the name, Love of Cartography, came from this sense of traveling and loving the touring experience. And we wanted to write a bunch of upbeat electronic songs that people could dance to or rock out to, depending on how they felt.
Yeah.
And so I think that was kind of the goal of it. The goal of the last record was to just push ourselves. This was And So We Destroyed Everything. It seems like a long time ago now. Was to push the songwriting to something a little bit different and to keep it really, really heavy. So that album is probably the heaviest of them that we've created. So this one was a bit of a reaction to that. This latest one was a bit more of a fun album.
Okay.
And so with the next one, I think we'll probably head back into a heavy direction again.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of our bread and butter as songwriters, is we all come from sort of heavy metal backgrounds.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to 80s thrash metal, and I've ended up in this band, which is really great, because there's this song we have on this last album called Great Northern, and it's got this sort of guitar jewel break in the style of Ride the Lightning or something, you know. And so we love that stuff, and it's fun to pull in strange influences into this context. That's part of what we like to do with our song.
Oh, perfect. I got into your music listening to something like Avalanche. What's been the reaction to that single?
It's been great, man. In Australia, at least, we got it out there fairly quickly, and we have this amazing radio station there called Triple J.
Oh, yes.
Who combine a huge listenership with a lot of respect from real music fans.
Yep.
And they put it on high rotation and just played the shit out of it, which was so surreal for us who grew up listening to that station. And it was just a real, like, personal milestone for us. So that got out there, and then other press around the world picked it up, and the play counts went up really, really fast on Spotify and stuff, and so we were stoked with it, man. It was a bit of a kind of throw it out there and see what happens kind of song. It was a bit different to the last album, a lot more kind of pumping and dancey and synthy, but we were stoked with the reaction, and we love playing that song live. We save it for last. It's a lot of fun.
Who would you say are the bands that most influence you? You're saying about the thrash metal stuff, so.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, there's bands that influence my songwriting in the sense that there's emotions and moods that I try to capture, but you wouldn't know from what I actually write, you know, like the bands that I listen to, I suppose, are my influences, but that's everything from like folk music like Sun Kill Moon and Mark Kozelek, all the way through to really heavy shit like Isis and Converge. I suppose 65 Days of Static are a big influence. Like, we toured with those guys extensively a couple of years ago, and just their attitude and their work ethic and their ability to churn out quality music time and time again was a big inspiration for us.
Yeah. Any surprises for tonight's gig?
Well, not if you've seen the show before, on this tour at least, but I suppose, the inclusion of that track Emergent, we've never played that before this tour, and hopefully people can dig that. Aside from that, you know, some updates to the programming stuff. And just hopefully people who have never seen us before are always surprised by the show, and hopefully it, you know, kicks their ass a bit. That's always the idea.
Is there anyone you want to thank while you got the chance to?
Oh, yeah. You and Tides from Nebula and Sky Harbor for being awesome dudes and giving us a great tour.
Perfect. So you still got a few more gigs to go. You're looking forward to those ones as well?
Yeah, man. I mean, we've just started a UK run now, and doing London tonight, obviously, and I've got Manchester, Glasgow, Bristol and Southampton to go, and then a whole bunch of shows across Paris and France and Spain, and especially China, I guess. I've never been there before, and so it's going to be a pretty crazy experience, I think. I think it's going to really blow our minds, the expectations and the realities, and so I'm looking forward to that.
What are your favourite songs to play live?
With this band, I suppose something like Avalanches is a lot of fun, and we've just started playing on this tour this fairly technical song off this last album called Emergent.
Okay.
And that's a lot of fun, so we really have to concentrate on that one.
Yeah.
I love playing We Sing the Body Electric. That's a favourite of mine.
Okay, so how can people go to find out more about the music?
So you can go to our Facebook, you can go to our Bandcamp, you can go to our website, Sleep Makes Waves, you know, .bandcamp.com, facebook.com/Sleep Makes Waves, Spotify, YouTube. The internet is a magical place.
Certainly is. Any last words at all?
Rock on, party hard, drink beers.
Perfect.